Well, I'm really surprised and delighted that I'm getting the award.
While his may not be a household name, a modest Milton Bush, trombonist and former teacher, heard here playing with Trombones Beaucoup, has touched many lives with his love for music in a career spanning some 70 years in New Orleans. It all started at age 13 when Bush wanted to play trumpet in the Warren Easton High School band, but his brother Arthur suggested he play another instrument.
Harry James was very famous, and I wanted to play trumpet. And my brother, who was 2 years older, Arthur played trumpet. And he gave me some very good advice. He said, if you take trumpet, it's going to take you 2 years to get into the band. He said, I started with a trombone player who was, you know, outstanding. He could hardly play. And he made the band the next year. I had to wait another year in order to get to the band. Take trombone and you'll be in a band next year. And he was right.
And so began a lifelong love affair with the trombone, a move that made Bush's dad especially proud.
And he's the one who insisted that we play an instrument. And my mother didn't like spending the money. I think he was frustrated that he didn't get to play an instrument. Well, he did play the bass drum in the Woodman of the World band. He did this by ear. He never did learn to read music. He was determined we would play an instrument.
Even the neighbors encouraged the Bush brothers.
Well, we played the Auburn duets together, and our neighbors, instead of objecting to us, would come out at night and listen to us playing our duets. They would stand outside our window while we're playing our duets. This was in Lakeview, right off City Park Avenue.
Bush went on to serve in World War II, training as a pilot. He continued his music education, earning degrees from Southeastern University in Hammond and LSU. He and his wife Rita settled in New Orleans, and Bush's career took off. Among his many accomplishments, he founded the University of New Orleans Band Program, serving as director for 20 years. Bush served as president and conductor of the New Orleans Pops Orchestra. He's played in the orchestras of the New Orleans Symphony, Baton Rouge Symphony, and with the New Orleans Opera. I asked what accomplishments he was most proud of, and he said playing for the Pope's visit to New Orleans in the late 1980s, and the chance to lend a hand in the arrangement of Fats Domino's hit Walkin' to New Orleans. He just happened to be in Cosmo Matassa's recording studio when
he came in to listen to the playback of his session the night before, and Cosmo Matassa said he's thinking of adding strings to this session. And I told him, you know, that you could probably do it. And he said, would you come listen? So I came and listened. I happened to have a piece of manuscript paper with me. And as I listened, I just sketched out an arrangement that I would do with the strings. And when it was over, he said, Fats asked me if I could make an arrangement on it. And I foolishly said, I just did. I shouldn't have made it look that easy. But it was a lucky break for me because, of course, you know how big a hit that was with the strings added. And that was the first recording he added strings to. Walking to New Orleans, ba-da-da-da-da-da. Walking to New Orleans, ba-da-da-da-da.
For Bush, it's been a wonderful life, and he's still active at age 86 in several bands. His advice to aspiring musicians?
Practice. That's the only way. If you don't practice, you're not going to make it.
Milton Bush will perform as he is presented with a Lifetime Achievement Award at the Big Easy Tribute to the Classical Arts Luncheon today at the Hotel Monteleone at 11. Inside the Arts for 89.9 WWNO, I'm Diane Mack.